Gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Chelsea Charms.
Hello.
Hi, Chelsea.
You're back already, and they're huge.
Thank you for noticing.
They're huger than ever.
Well, are they growing? Is that a misnomer, or do they actually grow?
What is this?
Yes, bigger and better every
What is
day.
This science you're spewing over here, Chelsea Charms? My 164 XXX breasts won't stop growing. I didn't watch the video, though. I didn't watch it.
I think those are old stats. We're up to 183 now.
Well, good.
Where have you been?
The tater scale.
The tater scale.
You know, I cruise a few sites. I'm shocked I wasn't kept abreast of this latest documentary.
So to speak. But I have my brand new DVD just released, Fun Bag Fitness.
All righty then. Tell us about that, Chelsea.
Ladies on the larger, chestier side. Is that true? Do you have like three guys holding them off to the side?
while you're doing leg maneuvers or something? Tell us about this.
It's a lot of fun. It's me staying fit.
It's like having a barbell on your chest anyways. How much does each one weigh now?
They're, probably now over 30 pounds each.
30-pound breasts alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had your back x-rayed to like show if you've grown like a, some kind of lizard spine to support
I've
all
shrunk.
Of that?
Oh, you're
it's bringing you down. A little right, bit. Right. I believe that. I mean, a special bra.
So funny.
A special bra helps, but it can't do everything, can it, Chelsea?
No.
That is outstanding. So on the for your workout video, do you do normal things that they do that normal girls?
Normal
do?
Things? I do.
How is that possible?
I mean, are we doing?
I do very normal things in a very special way.
Okay.
So, do you have your clothes on?
Pantless squats, dude.
Pantless squats. do you have clothes on? Is it for guys or women? For real? It must be real.
What?
It's real video, right?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
A real exercise.
Go to my website. It crashed my website when I put it up for downloads.
Okay. Yeah. I bet it did.
All right.
Yeah. I ride bikes. Which is interesting because, of course, my legs kick my chest when I...
Nice, dude.
And I do some trampolining and I play catch. I have lots of fun.
Very aroused. Is that wrong? Tell me it's not wrong.
Nope.
Tell me it's not wrong so I can tell my wife you told me to tell her it's not wrong. Tell me it's not wrong. All right. Well, congratulations on the video. What made you think of that? There's just nothing out there kind of for big booby girls. It is an exclusive market,
I think, in
your side.
I think it's the shock appeal that will draw men in to take a look at her working out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like,
tell me.
I got to see
People
this.
People always ask how I lug them around and how I take care of myself.
Right.
No, you are in great shape. Tell me it's in super slow motion.
Oh, there is some slow-mo. Yes, there is.
So it's more like...
Giant boobs on the moon.
Uh-huh.
What, awesome. For the people listening that have never seen you, and they should be Googling until their fingers bleed right now.
ChelseaCharms.com.
ChelseaCharms.com. What, in your mind, what do you most... I can't stop staring at the...
It's pretty hard not to.
They have their own gravitational pull.
They do.
I was going to say, the right one is pulling me in like a snake charmer. I don't understand what they even do right now.
Hang on.
What do you... Greg, don't start touching.
No.
See, the creepy factor?
I know, dude.
He's behaving himself
I'm not going to touch you. She knocked something off the table with her boobs.
What's the best way to describe your breasts as compared to an inanimate object? What would you describe
Wonderful.
Them to?
Beautiful.
No, I mean an object, a physical object. What would most fit the description of the size of your
Jupiter.
Enormous breast.
Two of them.
Something every day. They're bigger than basketballs, so that doesn't work. They're bigger than basketballs.
Oh, yeah. Big watermelons.
But not oblong.
Right, but they're not oblong.
A perfectly round. All right.
Jesus.
Prove it.
Save
I love
me, Chelsea.
Big boobs and I cannot lie.
Oh, my God.
Save me, please. Kick me out of here.
No, you're staying.
So where have your travels taken you lately? And besides your video, what else is going on with you? And by the way, congrats on coming back. You did kill. Biatch and I were there that night.
Yes.
She was getting pounded on stage.
For all her big mouth and tough girl attitude, she looked petrified.
She cried. I saw it. She goes, she came back.
Oh, my God.
She goes, dude. She about took my eye out.
Yeah.
That was awesome, dude.
That hurt a little bit.
Yep. I should have taken a big breath of air before it happened. Yeah. I had no idea what was going to happen. And I'm just going to say, when you go up on stage and get the ride for five, breathe before the wheels come to
a ride. I can imagine.
It makes it more entertaining when they pass out.
Man. Right?
We need CPR up here.
Think of what you get for 20 if you weigh 5,000.
Good God. You get that and a coffin.
I was shocked, though, at how soft they are. It's unbelievable.
I've touched them in the past. They are soft.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
So you'll be doing your gig tonight and all weekend long, and we have some passes. And what we want to do is
when
am I coming?
2 hours.
Maybe. Well, you know what? What time's your first dance tonight?
Tonight it's midnight.
Oh boy, that's a little late for
but
a school
Friday
night.
And Saturday, ten and 12.
That's not my point.
10 and 12.
What time will you be at the club? Can I get a pre shake shake?
Like
a free shake at like 9:00.
What? Are you asking for private shows now? Really?
Well, look,
yeah, dude. Whip out the wallet. Pull a hundy
out. It's
going
to be a long day. I have to golf. Then I'm going to come over to Soak for happy hour.
Right.
Hey, I buy you a drink at happy hour.
Oh,
That makes me pretty cheap and horny.
Will you even be awake at 5 in the afternoon? No, probably not.
Might be.
If you came over at happy hour, that's too early for you. Are you staying? Are you local? You're staying around here, aren't you? All right, cool.
Yeah.
I get a camper out behind the club. Have you ever traveled in a bus or do you just exclusively fly?
I pretty much fly everywhere.
Yeah.
Does gravity coast hopping?
Does thin air do anything to those giant melons?
Yeah. What about that?
Anything weird?
Plane rides don't mess anything up. Doesn't interfere with the Wi-Fi. I mean, I'm just sucking in all the energy. Why isn't my phone working?
No.
All right,
just checking. We just flew, so I got flying on my mind. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give some passes out to Sook Exotic.
Yay.
And you know what we're going to play? Do you remember what we played last time?
We always play games.
Fill that, that stripper's hole.
Yes.
Ooh. Which hole are we going to fill?
What do you got? What's open for the weekend?
If I can get to it, I'd know which one.
So we're gonna take a break. We'll be back with Chelsea Charms if you want to look her up. ChelseaCharms.com. Is that free or do you have some pay to play stuff
on there
too?
There's a free area, but it looks like the membership, which is pretty cheap if you ask me, Chelsea. I would bump it up a notch.
You calling me cheap?
No, I'm saying that you could definitely charge more here, man.
And by the way, Chelsea Charms. Giant boobs stopping Wi-Fi on a plane near you. We'll come back and play Fill That Stripper's Hole. Hang on.
More from Johnny and Greg coming up.
You know, this is causing me serious psychological harm.
94.1 JJO. Now, back to Johnny and Greg.
I'm pretty sure that's legal, too.
Nowhere but JJO.
Pow! Back with Chelsea Charms. Itsy and Bitsy are here.
Good morning.
Itsy and Bitsy are not chihuahuas. Well, yes, they are. That's another word for it. They can be chihuahuas.
My two best friends,
Itsy and Bitsy.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea Charms will be at Silk all weekend on 14, just outside of Middleton. And congratulations on being what I think in recent memory, the quickest return to the club.
Mm-hmm.
5 months.
They wanted her back.
Madison loves me.
Because you slayed it down there. Biatch is a glutton for punishment. She'll be back there with a face mask on. Some kind of hockey.
I got this.
Some kind of snorkel.
Yeah, a snorkel and a welding mask.
That's all I need.
Dude, she's going to need like a cut guy in the corner.
Right. Help me, Mick. Hey, I was looking at your giant orbs of love. And I was thinking to myself, because I'm going golfing today, can you swing a club around those things? Have you ever tried to swing a golf club? No way.
Boy, I don't think she could do it.
You can't get your hands, you can't get your arms together, can you?
Mm-mm. Well, it depends on where you want them.
Oh, man.
I can go over.
Well, she'd have to squish them quite together if she wanted to swing a
iron. That might be the appeal.
I should get behind you and show you proper form.
Right.
I mean, that's what golf pros do. No, that's what they do.
Pervert!
I'm not making this up. Okay, maybe I am. All right, we're going to play Fill That Stripper's Hole, 3210941. We have passes down to the club. Mm-hmm. Down to Sook this weekend, 3210941. Sorry, last minute. I should have been plugging this early. Call me up. We're going to play the game. If your answer can match Chelsea Charms' answer, you're going to town, specifically the west side of town. Hi, who's this? What's your name?
How you doing?
Hi, who are you?
Pat.
Hey, Matt, you ready to play?
Pat.
Yes, I am.
All right, Pat. Say hi to Chelsea Charms.
How you doing, baby?
Hello.
We're going to play. Do you know what she looks like? Do you know the awesomeness of her chest?
I do.
Okay.
She's a cute little redhead.
That's not to say she ain't got a brain, because she's smart as hell. I'm just saying right now I'm just focused on a couple other things. All right, we're going to start with a question about Greg Bear. If your answer, after you hear me read, there will be a blank spot left. If you can fill in that blank, Pat, if your answer matches Chelsea, you win, okay?
Or is close.
All right.
Let's play Fill That Stripper's Hole. Here we go. I'm required by law to play the game show. Greg Bear has an affinity, Pat, for giant boobs.
I do.
As a matter of fact, Greg likes boobs, big boobs, so much, he named his kid after he named his kid blank after Chelsea Charms. Oh boy, think about that for a minute. Greg likes big boobs so much, he named his kid blank after Chelsea Charms. Oh man, this could go anywhere.
Drool, because that's all you can do when you look at them.
Wait a minute. Drool. Wait, Chelsea checked in. What'd you say, Chelsea?
God.
Teats.
Oh, I just said teats. Like drooling teats. Hey, here's one of my kids drooling teats. Man, boy, that was a great answer.
That was a good answer.
All right.
Drool, get in here.
Drool, clean up your room.
Yep.
All right, thanks for playing, dude. Sorry about that. Thanks.
Fine.
Great answer, though. Hi, who's this?
It's Larry.
Larry, say hi to the amazing Chelsea Charms.
Chelsea Charms, how are you, sweetheart?
Great, hi.
Now, do you know what she looks like?
Not at all.
Oh, my God, dude. Mm-hmm. We are not exaggerating. They're the size of my butt.
She's got tiny little feet and tiny little hands.
They're just giant. They're just gigantic.
They are.
All right. I don't want you to think about my butt, you weirdo. Don't even start with that. All right.
I know what your ass looks like. I don't know what her ass looks like.
All right. Wow, she got a skinny little butt, which is just goes against science.
It does.
Totally goes.
Science, bitch.
Remember the Weeble Wobbles?
All right, here's your question. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Larry.
All right, Larry.
Larry.
Larry, here you go. Larry probably changed his name because, protect himself.
Probably.
Larry, biatch. Has some real tasty taters.
Oh, they're big taters.
Nice taters, biatch.
Thank you.
But biatch's taters are not as big as Chelsea Charms' taters.
No.
However, biatches are bigger than the blank at Miller Park. So let's think about this.
Mezzanine.
Chelsea, are those big?
They're big.
Pretty healthy.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're healthy, aren't they? All right. Chelsea is locked in. Larry, Biatch has some real sweet taters. As a matter of fact, her taters are not as big as Chelsea Charms, but they are bigger than the blank at Miller Park.
They are bigger than the scoreboard.
The scoreboard is cool. Scoreboard's good. I like where you're going. What'd you say, Chelsea?
Pitcher's mound.
Pitcher's mound.
Oh, pitcher's mound. All the shape. Good. There you go.
In the park. Boy, I kind of want to reward that. First thing I thought was scoreboard, too.
Yeah.
Because they
put
are
them on hold.
It's huge.
They are epic. I'm going to call it a win, dude.
There you go.
Hang on. We're going to give you tickets. It's pretty good. Thanks. Hang on a minute. We'll see you this weekend, okay?
You got this, dude.
Right, nicely played.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one more left.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Willie.
Willie?
Yep.
Hey, Willie. Give it up for Chelsea Charm. Say hello.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hello.
Do you know what they look like?
Yes, I actually just looked her up on my phone.
How would you describe Chelsea Charm?
I would say amazing, big, and just beautiful.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
I like it. Very nice, dude. You're all softy. All right, dude. Here we go. Let's see if you can match answers, okay?
All right.
Snuff. Holy cow, Snuff is all excited about the NFL draft today.
Yeah.
Snuff is so excited about the NFL draft. Snuff's pre-draft analysis on Chelsea Charms was that she has strong blanks. A strong blank going into the draft. Snuff, all excited about the NFL draft. Snuff's pre-draft analysis on Chelsea Charms was she has strong blank. And Chelsea has already checked in. God.
Okay. She has strong packs.
Take your time. Strong what? Maybe a skill set. Maybe maybe a skill set.
She has intelligence.
Intelligence. She reads the field well.
Exactly.
Yes, she does.
She knows who has money and who doesn't.
She's never out of position, if you get my drift.
She's never, ever out of position.
No.
Nope.
He says field playing intelligence. Snuff's pre-draft analysis on Chelsea Charms is she has strong. What did you say, Chelsea?
Ball handling skills.
Ball handling skills. That'll cost you an extra five. Nobody, right. Nobody rides for free. All right, dude. Right. That was pretty good too. I'm gonna give you tickets, dude.
All right.
I'm gonna give you.
I'm feeling generous.
For real. I want to hook you up. See, have you ever seen them live in person?
No, but I would love to.
Dude, you got to do the ride for five. I'm telling you.
Ride for five.
Might kill you, but you'll enjoy it.
What a way to go.
I will bring my snorkel.
It is. It's almost like a dare now, isn't it? It's like buddies dare each other to go up and get under those things. It's so funny. All right, we'll see at Silk this weekend. Thanks, bro.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, man, that's good. Your answers are tremendous.
Nice
like
work.
My chest?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Chelsea.
Chelsea, thank you. We're excited to have you back. I'll try to get down tonight, and we'll do this all over again.
Yay.
We should just put it on the calendar first of every month.
I think so.
What are we waiting on?
Did you?
I'm only
from Minnesota, you know.
We're in Minnesota.
The Twin City.
Oh, Minneapolis or St. Paul?
How convenient, the Twin City.
Minneapolis is way bigger than St. Paul, don't you know?
Are you? Are you traveling like crazy? Are you on tour? Yeah. You just never stay home, do you?
I get home when I'm traveling in the U.S. Right. Usually my trips are 3 or 4 mm-hmm. days a week, right. So I get home for a day or two.
Right. All right. Well, listen, we're glad you made the drive over. We'll see you tonight. Your first show at midnight tonight?
Yes.
And then a couple of shows tomorrow night, probably.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
10 and 12.
All I'm going to say is ride for five. You should do that thing where it says, I survived ride for five.
A t-shirt.
You know, it's like when you go eat that giant 89-ounce steak and they give you a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? I survived the ride for five.
I like it. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Let's work on it. Maybe we can work on that while we're here. Maybe we can mock you one up.
Okay.
All right. It's going to cost you a cheap feel, though.
How'd I know?
All right, cool. All right, we got to get out of here. Chelsea, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you this weekend. Can't wait. Comic Kyle Kinane is going to be here tomorrow for Friday.
Oh, cool.
JJ Weekend Predictions.
Yep.
And Mitch Lazzini from Overhauling is going to be here. They got that car show this weekend, Madison College, and we had those guys in last year, I believe. So we'll talk to the Overhauling boys. That's all coming up tomorrow.
Cool.
So thanks, everybody. Have yourself a good day. We'll talk to you all soon. Be cool. Sean Donnelly's here. Living with Women on your